There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The truth shall set you free!
This year we'll spend an estimated $80 billion, meanwhile, on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your net. They're your dealer.
Things that make you go,
Chemotherapy.
Radiation. Surgery. Pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesday.
Thinking outside of the box.
On this show, there is no box.
Things that make you go,
Say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go,
All right, back again to take over the world. It's DMB, Outside the Box, my friend.
Yo, what's going on, RSB? How you doing, bud?
Dude, did I show up for work last week this time, or did you do both hours without me?
I don't think you even had the courtesy to call in.
I'm such a cad, dude. I just was, what is wrong with me traveling all around? But you do that sometimes from time to time, and we somehow managed to make it through. Next week I got to head to Anaheim, but I think it's not till after the show, so we'll be good another week. But man, oh man, it's always good to be with you. By the way, how are the animals? I know you moved into a colder region, although it wasn't Montana cold, but maybe it was.
Yeah, we moved into a colder region. The animals are fine after we got over the initial losing them and finding them. But, yeah, the animals are doing great. You know, there was a couple of nights last week, though, actually, that we had to put a couple of the horses back into the trailer because we haven't gotten the barn built yet. Okay. And so, you know, it was doing some sleeting and freezing rain, which is the really worst weather you can have for horses. The snow's not bad if it's cold and not wet, but if it's sleet, freezing rain, they get some really cold. So we had to put a couple of the horses back in the trailer, and then the big horse, the thoroughbred, didn't want to go in the trailer, so we put her inside one of the detached garages just to keep him out of the freezing rain.
Yeah, well, it's good that you had the ability, capacity to take care of them. I mean, I can't imagine. We got two kids, TMB, and you and your lovely bride taking care of the four plus all of those animals. I'm amazed.
Well, you know, actually, most of the credit does not go to Charlene or myself. It goes to Brianna. She's our 14-year-old, and
she's amazing.
Up at the crack of dawn feeding them and watering them and taking them out when they need to be ridden and protecting them and all that. So that's pretty much her full-time job here, but that's pretty much Brianna, not me or Charlene.
Special shout-out to Brianna for taking care of the whole clan there. It's amazing.
Thank you, big girl. Thank you, big girl.
Impressive. So, anyway, we got a lot to discuss tonight. I don't know how we're going to fit it all in. One of the stories coming from the far left press is interesting to me. And it's, I think, from the Daily Beast or something, and it's a very far left thing. They're always attacking the so-called anti-vaxxers. Yet, they wrote an article about Big Pharma is America's new mafia.
Yeah.
Cognitive dissonance, anyone?
I think so, because, you know, I'm not the first one, but one of my books is called the, you know, Monumental Myths of the Modern Medical Mafia, and but I wasn't the one that coined that term. If I remember, the first one to use that, at least well-known person, was Ghislaine Lecteau, the doctor out of Canada that wrote a book, The Medical Mafia, back in the 90s. But I'd have to agree, the way that Big Pharma operates is kind of like the mafia operates. You know, they're buying people off. They're buying off the doctors. They're buying off the drug reps, so they're buying off everybody. You know, it's money, 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 and that's kind of the way the mafia operates. And if you cross them, they might do some nasty things to you, kind of like the mafia. So that's kind of a pretty fair analogy, in my opinion.
Yeah, but the other story is that cognitive dissonance, because I, you know, obviously being sensitive to what goes on in the media as being a member of that media. Yeah, I look at something like the Daily Beast, and I've tried to follow what the story is on the vaccines and the attacks on the families, the parents like us that question them, and they're pretty much lockstep with Big Pharma on that subject. Suddenly, they come out with an article that acknowledges that Big Pharma's not all benevolent and kind, yet they completely suspend that concept, that questioning when it comes to injecting children. So that, to me, is almost the bigger story than the fact that we've known for years, of course, Big Pharma is America's mafia.
Yeah, you're right. It is cognitive dissonance, no doubt. You know, when they can believe two pretty much conflicting things at the same time and not have any kind of a problem with it mentally, that's by definition cognitive dissonance. And that is going on, especially with the vaccine debate. I like, by the way, and Charlene, we were remarking a couple nights ago, the way that you call them the anti-factors. We love that. That's awesome.
Yeah, Super Don is just having inspiration after inspiration on it. You say you pull that cord on him and you can't stop him. I don't know where he went right now. I'm amazed.
Yeah, he's pretty amazing. He's a great asset to the RSV show.
Yes, yes, yes. And so if we look at this big pharma, the other thing we always couch the phrase is we frame the debate just like they're trying to frame the debate by calling us deniers of science, right. For instance. The idea that, well, one, you can't question certain things, and of course those things that are unquestionable, you should be questioning extra intensely, but as well the National Geographic now taking it to everybody, because they, you know, I sent you the cover too, we included it in the show notes, that it's a big mafia thing, but it's also a big religion thing, because it is a belief system, and like, for instance, they talk about climate change does not exist. Now, the thing is that people that question global warming, I don't know that we're questioning shifts in the climate. You know, you talk to anybody, you go, right. Yeah, the climate shifted, and it's shifted since the planet's been around. The sun's activity goes up, it goes down. The polar caps have been, you know, yeah. Tropical, and they've been frozen. So, I mean, it's changed over the millennia. That's not something that you can go, oh, that's a war on science. Right. Darn it, you asked a question about the environment that's not allowed.
Sure, that, you know, this whole... What you're talking about, you know, nobody's denying that climate changes. Nobody will deny that. So then they'll say, you know, you're a climate change denier because you don't believe in man-made climate change. Well, here's the thing. They've reframed your belief system to something that you never espoused, right?
Correct.
And so
correct.
They're making false assertions about what you believe. Much like they did, Charlene and I did an interview earlier this week with a reporter out of Scottsdale, I think it was Scottsdale, doing an interview with Jared, the kid against chemo. This is going to be the second of a two-part series magazine interview with Jared, and talked about how after the first article ran, they were getting people wrote in, and they seemed like trolls to me. They wrote in things like, you know, you're irresponsible claiming that if you don't eat sugar, you can't get cancer. Well, they never claimed that. We've never claimed that. We've just said that sugar fuels cancer cells, but they reframe your belief system to something that's really inaccurate and makes you sound kind of wacky. And then they portray that as what you've said in the past. And that's what Geographic is doing with this, with several of these different issues.
Well, and that's the point that Super Don was bringing up last hour about tactics. These are tactics. They know exactly what they're doing. They may be idiots about science and reality, but they're not stupid about tactics. They know exactly what they're doing by framing the debate, by putting you in the box. This is why we together go outside the box,
right.
Or obliterate it altogether so it doesn't exist. But, of course, once you do that, you defeat their evil plot and plans because you don't play along with their game. You don't argue from within the box they put you in because you were never in it to begin with.
Right. Exactly. And so what they're in essence doing is they're asking, they're doing the equivalent of asking, have you stopped beating your wife yet? Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, you can't really answer that well, right? Yes or no is not the answer that you want to give either one of them. So what you say is, no, I refuse to ask that question. That's an illegitimate question. And that's what we're going to do with these kind of these things that National Geographic does. They put words in our mouth that we've never said.
Yeah, well, exactly. And that's where you got to call them out. Don't get sucked into a debate on the merits because they're not interested in the merits.
Right.
They're just interested in distracting you, engaging you, and drawing your energy with pulling it from you. And of course, the national debate, you know, for votes for Republicans over Democrats and vice versa is also part of that play because they frame the debate. They set the box. You're in the box, and you can vote for anybody as long as they're a big government, liberal big government, conservative. And so step outside of it, look back and go, really? That's the sandbox I was playing in? Boy, how stupid was I thinking I could change it from in there?
Exactly. But you know, one of the things that's here in the sandbox there, the National Geographic sandbox that they do talk about on the cover, it said vaccinations can lead to autism. Look, this I think we covered this last week when we were talking to Aaron Elizabeth. Mm-hmm. On the actual package insert for the Tripedia vaccine, which is the DPT, it's called I can't think of the actual name for the
diphtheria
vaccine.
Pertussis tetanus.
Yeah, no, but I mean they've got a specific name for the
shot. The brand name?
I can't remember what it is. But anyway, regardless, on the actual package insert, it says that this DPT vaccine can cause autism. So this is cognitive dissonance at its best or worst, however you look at it.
Mm-hmm.
That it says on the package insert it can cause autism. But then you're crazy if you believe that vaccines can cause autism. It is the Matrix.
Yeah. I had another question of the day coming in today or the other day, and it was about, we've talked a little bit about it, by the Italian court ordering GSK to publish the internal confidential report detailing the damage, including SIDS, for instance, from vaccines.
Yep.
There's even more. This writer Steve, he writes in. He says there's a multi-degreed Dr. Andrew Molden, who died at 49 unexpectedly 2 weeks before he had plans to present this breaking info on vaccine damage, and describing that every vaccine produces microvascular damage like mini strokes within the vasculature.
Yeah.
And evidently there's a lot of information out there that was about to break big, and they said, we're not letting that come out. So certain people from within are in much greater danger, because it's easy to discredit us according to the mainstream, authoritarian perspective, because we're not Doug Reed like they are in the same way,
right,
which we're fine with. But if you are, you are at much greater risk. They will attack you like they attacked Dr. Bitar. I mean, he doesn't spend, six figures to defend himself, seven figures, whatever it was. He won, but at great cost, and most would not have survived that. Bitar is an interesting character. He's still standing. But a lot of folks aren't, and if not, they'll take it to you even further if you gain certain level of legitimacy.
Yeah, I agree. And, the thing about us is we're not, medical doctors. We don't have that kind of an insider position. So, we're easy to discredit as being wacky or kooky or conspiracy theorists.
And we don't mind. We are wacky and kooky, but you love us. Admit it. You love us. You can't stand not listening when we're all together.
We're wild and crazy guys.
Two wild and crazy guys, exactly. That's why we enjoy hanging out together. So, on the medical mafia, we got the medical church, right, from beyond that. And listen, we don't begrudge anybody their religious beliefs. As we've said, if your church is modern medicine, it's fine. But the moment you start saying we have to worship at your church, that's where you violated our rights of freedom to say, no, that's not what we're here for. That's not what America stands for.
That's right. And it's interesting that the very person that would stand up for your right for freedom in one area will stand up for your right for the government's right to jump into your business in another. It's very, very inconsistent logic, or lack of logic, that's being used today.
Yep. Well, check it out. All the links are in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Also taking you to cancertruth.net. If you click on TMB and RSV's picture, you'll learn all about what we're doing, where we're going to be, and we'll tell you where TMB is going to be next as well. Stick with us. Lots more healing to go. Outside the box, robertscottbell.com, 866-939-2355.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
I know you've heard about it. CBD is making headlines here in 2015 as well. And you can get CBD from hemp this very day. That's right. CBD from hemp is available in all 50 states and over 40 countries right now. Hemp is considered a superfood by millions worldwide. But there's another reason to love hemp. CBD, or cannabidiol, is a natural part of the hemp plant, and it's making those headlines and finding its way into households across the country. Hemp Meds is the world's trusted CBD hemp oil source. Hemp Meds' commitment to quality starts with non-GMO and industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from hemp, grown as nature intended. Hemp Meds sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. And that's why they offer CBD hemp oil in a variety of natural premium products for their customers nationwide. From natural hair and skin care to functional foods that thousands of families use every single day, including me, RSV. The only question I have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
The Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's a limited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock-full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House. The gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze-Dry Guy's No-Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price, $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze-Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Hey, TMB, a guy we interviewed many months ago, I don't know if it was on one of our events together, but Roger Martin, he's the executive director of Operation Grow for Vets. I mean, this is a great guy. This is a real live veteran trying to help other vets. And he, you know, talk about cannabis and the benefits to PTSD, et cetera. He recently accused, in his press release, we have linked up in the show notes, accused the Veterans Administration, the VA, of murdering more than 50 veterans a day. He is not pulling his punches. He's had it. He's had enough of the VA dragging its feet on this issue, it looks like.
Yeah, he has. And when he's talking about 50 vets being murdered a day, he's talking about what, the vets that are committing suicide because of lack of treatment? Is that his main reference here?
Well, I think it's all for all causes. He says more than 50, or I quote, more than 50 American heroes are being murdered every day of the year by incompetent, heartless, bonus-driven bureaucrats at the Veterans Administration.
Yeah.
And even when he was asked if murder might not be a harsh word, he says, what would you call people who, despite knowing that their actions are killing people, continue to order doctors to violate their Hippocratic Oath by shoving totally ineffective, dangerous prescription drugs down the throats of their patients?
Yeah. Okay.
He says, I call them murderers.
Yeah, no, I think that is what he's talking about, though, is the vets that are on all these psychotropic drugs that are killing themselves. Here's something that's interesting that's late in the release, that the you know, you hear about 22 vets each day that are killing themselves. I mean, we've all heard that number, and I remember hearing it too. That was a 2012 study, and it's actually much higher than that, because they omitted Texas and California, which are the two largest populated states, they weren't even included in the study. So it looks like a lot more than that are killing themselves each day from these psychotropic drugs, potentially from other things that are going undiagnosed. But, you know, I'd have to say that this guy's got his heart in the right place. So what's this grow for vets? What are they growing, Robert?
Cannabis. Yeah. I mean, he's found, obviously, as we have discovered, all so much science to support the use of cannabis for PTSD, for anxiety, yeah, trauma, brain injury, neurological issues. And he's promoting that. Of course, the VA won't accept that, apparently, because, of course, on the federal level, it's still considered a Schedule I drug. So he's not pulling his punches. And I understand his frustration because, you know, yeah, if you're a vet and you're looking at all the people suffering and you know that they're dying of the side effects or direct effects, they call side effects of these drugs, yeah, that include murderous and suicidal tendencies and ideations and behaviors, not to mention the outright toxic poisoning of these vets, you could be helping them with a plant that God created. And I'm thinking, you know, if you're a vet, you're a warrior, you're a soldier, you are trained to kill. What does that mean? You know, what do you feel like? If it's like, who's the enemy? You know, you come home and the enemy is at the VA for you.
Yeah, well, I think that's true. That's at least partly true. The enemy is at the VA. One of the enemies that the vets are facing is these treatments don't really work, and they are really psychologically affected after seeing some of the horrors that they've seen. You know, I know people that were in Vietnam, and I know people that were in, you know, the earlier the Desert Storm war, and have been over in Iraq, Afghanistan, mm-hmm, and numerous ones that I am personally friends with have only found relief from the PTSD from hemp. That's, yeah, the only thing that helps them. Nothing else helps. And so why is that not that should be readily available for anyone that needs that?
Yeah, and the Operation Grow for Vets has scheduled 17 cannabis giveaway events in Colorado where it's fully legal this year. The next event coming up is just a few days away, February 28th in Denver at the Quality Inn Central Denver, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. And then another event will be happening on the following Sunday at March 8th, 2015, Colorado Springs, Colorado. We'll be on live, I think, not from there, but that's something super, Don. We'll have to ask, maybe we can tap in to see how it's going, one of those events when we're live on the air, the giveaway. So he's trying to give back to his fellow veterans, and I salute Roger Martin for doing this.
I do too. And you know, I've seen shows on TV where they will give a house to a returning vet that's disabled or whatever. You know, there's a lot of different people that are helping vets in different ways, and I salute all of them. This is a major way that vets can be helped. What good does it do if you give them a house but they're mentally tormented, and the only way they can get relief is from partaking in a plant that the government has said is dangerous? You know, this is if you really want to help the vets, give them access to cannabis.
Yeah. Yeah, and if we want to help the bureaucrats, maybe we should have them sign a petition. Maybe we should get Mark Dice involved in this one. See what they're willing to sign. Yeah, let's see what people are willing to sign when you're wearing an Obama T-shirt. Yeah, you'll be surprised. When we come back, we'll play a little audio from that. Maybe we'll get to some more gut ecology issues related to FDA-approved additives. And, well, who knows what else? It's outside the box. We go outside. Sometimes I don't even know what the box even is. TMB, RSB. No box. Super D.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with thoughts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
I'm really glad my buddy Mark turned me on to GunsAD.com. I got to tell you, I didn't want to buy any more firearms. I didn't want a paperwork trail headed back to Big Brother. I want 100% privacy. I want to be an invisible gun owner. Hello? So Mark says, hey, you know, GunsAD.com, Ghost AR-15. Ghost means invisible. Get it? Ghost AR-15, GunsAD.com. I got a couple, if you know what I mean. Go to GunsAD.com or call 844-2GUNS80.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
In the health world to the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
You ever wake up any morning, TMB, and just shake your head, sigh, and go, man, what happened to America? What happened to Americans, right? Now, not our audience here. I'm kind of a little prideful, and I know pride goeth before the fall, but, you know, in a good, loving way. I really appreciate our audience, their willingness to question and think, which we encourage. But I don't know that everybody else out there is really thinking and questioning.
Most people aren't thinking and questioning. As a matter of fact, today, if you think and question, you are thought of as a dissenter or someone that is, you know, not to be associated with. You know, those are the bad people that are dangerous to our country. If you question, you're supposed to just agree with the party line, agree with the government, and shut up. And then that's really the kind of person that we're after. So, yeah, I think I would have to say that people are just not thinking anymore. And they're not disagreeing.
So maybe we should, like, put out a petition to see if we can promote the not thinking kind of thing. And, well, we were going to do it, but Mark Dice beat us to it, and he does it all so well. And he went out to promote, believe it or not, illiteracy.
Sign a petition to support the illiteracy program with the kids. It's part of the Obama administration's educational program. Just real quick, just print birth date and a signature.
And they're actually signing.
You know, illiteracy is spreading far and wide.
Supporting
this petition's going to help continue the spread of illiteracy. Birth date to support the illiteracy program. A lot of kids just aren't reading these days. Even a lot of adults just aren't paying any attention at all. So, thank you for demonstrating that.
Kids are not paying attention. Adults are not paying attention. And all the while, they're actually signing the petition.
Yeah, and he'll say, thank you for demonstrating that. Oh, thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir. You give it, it goes further. It wasn't like he did 30 seconds. That's all I could find. There's more.
Hey, do you read books? Will you support the illiteracy program?
And I will.
Just to help spread illiteracy. print, birth date, and a signature to support the illiteracy program. Just to make sure that, you know, more people are illiterate these days. Good idea for the New World Order.
New World Order.
I really appreciate it. You're really helping out your generation and future generations. They're so illiterate right now. We appreciate that.
Anytime. Thank you.
Anytime.
You know, and by the way, TMB, I don't know if you saw the video, but he's actually wearing an Obama T-shirt.
Well, of course, if you wear an Obama T-shirt, people sign anything.
It is amazing. Oh, he's an Obama supporter. Sure, it's a literacy campaign. Sign up. And then he'll even go into linguistic shenanigans here as he talks about, you give a listen and see what he says wrong. But it doesn't matter. People are still going to sign it.
You know, less and less people are reading these days, so we're just having the petition to, you know, support it, illiteracy, and demonstrate that fact. And a signature right there to support illiteracy in America.
Yeah. Not sure
appreciate
I know how.
You helping out with that. Thank you so much.
So you notice the linguistic, you know, less and less people. It's sort of fewer and fewer. I mean, right away he's going, I can't even speak. But go ahead and sign up. I mean, it's just...
Well, of course. They don't know what illiterate means. Which is just sad. It's a sad state. They really don't even know what he's talking about. That's why they're so aptly signing.
Now, it's
like this, Robert. They don't want to be made. They don't want someone to know they don't know something, so they go along with it. It reminds me of some of these shows that I've seen with Jimmy Kimmel. We'll go out on the streets and say, "Hey, did you see Elvis perform last night at the hotel? Wasn't he great?" And people will say, "Yeah, it was really great," because they don't want to not be informed, so they agree to it.
The Velvet Elvis. Yeah. Well, it continues here, and of course, you know, kids today, they're not reading books. I mean, my goodness, why not sign a petition to promote illiteracy?
A lot of kids, you know, just don't care about books anymore. Everything's going to e-readers, and so we're just having a petition to support the illiteracy in America as it's expanding, and the young millennials, you know, we're just encouraging their illiteracy. Thank you very much.
Just come right out and encourage it. I mean, because they're never going to admit it in the public schools, but it's going on anyway. So just sign the petition. We'll be all good, and no one will question science ever again. National Geographic won't have to put out pictures that claim we're all climate change deniers. We don't believe in things like evolution, even though we know epigenetics explains things. We won't talk about vaccinations maybe leading to adverse events like autism, even though it's in the inserts. And my goodness, we would never, never in a million years consider that genetically modified food might be evil.
Even though all the research shows that it is, right?
Well, even if the research doesn't determine it's evil, I think we are conscious enough to recognize evil when we see it. But in the meantime, maybe a few more people will sign up to promote illiteracy.
A signature to support the the National Illiteracy Program, just to spread illiteracy more. And, you know, just, we're just sort of demonstrating. A lot of people just aren't paying any attention, aren't reading, aren't comprehending anything. You know what I'm talking about?
Well, the guy's dying.
Thank you so much.
They're not reading. They're not comprehending. Just
the guy. The guy said, yeah, they're stupid.
Yeah, they're stupid. The guy signing says, yeah, they're
stupid. Yeah, they're stupid while he signs it, a petition to further illiteracy.
Well, you know, other things that could be causing us to become stupid are FDA-approved food additives. Food additives. Yeah. HealthFinder.gov's reporting a study in mice suggests changes might raise risk of bowel disease and metabolic syndrome by what? Adding what? Processed foods. Something we've been talking about forever. Forever in a day.
It reminds me of, Robert, do you remember the old the movie Vacation with Chevy Chase? And one of the scenes, they ask what he does for a living, and he said he makes newer and better food additives, right? That was his job in the Vacation, was to do that. But, the food additives, what can they do? Well, they can cause issues in your gut bacteria. Right? These processed foods with all of these additives, with all of the nitrates, with all the carcinogens, they're going to kill that gut bacteria, the good bacteria. And you, of all people, know how that can detrimentally affect the health.
Well, exactly. I mean, when I talk about this, it's just, you know, I'll say it because it's in my DNA now. You talk about additives, preservatives, colorings, flavorings. Those are the first four that I actually mentioned, even though there are a lot of horrific things that are disrupting the gut ecology. To some degree, maybe the largest degree, they're the most insidious because they're in all processed foods. And sometimes if you go out to restaurants, you know, some of these things are added in because they're not using fresh, organic, farm-to-table kind of foods. They're using things that already have things like MSG or other excitotoxins in them. And they go into the gut, and they disrupt the gut ecology. They alter it. It's toxic to these microbes. Many of these things, like preservatives, our good friend Michael Haley from Stockton, Alabama, he talks about what are preservatives meant to do? And people will say, well, preserve the food. But how do they do that? By killing stuff. They are killers. And, of course, when you eat food with killing stuff in it, it's not going to do all that well for the things that need to be living in your gut in order for you to function.
Exactly. And, you know, Robert, that's one of the similarities between the abysmal failures of modern cancer treatments and antibiotics, right? They're not selectively toxic to the bad cells. They kill them all.
Indiscriminate,
right?
Yeah.
And so that's the problem. That is the problem because, you know, if chemotherapy only killed bad cells, the cancerous cells, and didn't harm normal cells, then I'd have no problem with it. The problem is it destroys your entire immune system, all of your good cells and your bad cells that fast divide. And it's the same with antibiotics. If they just kill the bad bacteria in your gut, it'd be different, but they don't. They kill the good bacteria, too. And as Sean Connery said in one of his movies, herein lieth the difference.
Hmm. You know, if we look at that, then we can also just kind of raise money to fund pancake and pancake syrup for terrorists. And in addition, we'll all be saved. You know, the idea here of these additives and what they're doing to the gut, I mean, it kind of fits well with this almost indiscriminate illiteracy that Mark Dice was joking about, but having people sign up promoting illiteracy. We are functionally, physiologically illiterate when we consume things approved by the FDA. That's not to say that they've never once prevented some kind of food poisoning. But all of the things that they promote in prevention of that food poisoning, much of it is actually a long-term detriment because it's designed to kill the things that they're worried about you getting sick and vomiting, and then you'll be fine the next moment. So it's kind of it's the trade like with vaccinations. We'll elicit an artificial antibody response so that you don't manifest what we call XYZ disease, measles or whatever. But the cost of doing that could be much more devastating long-term in terms of cancer or other chronic immune deficiency diseases.
Yeah, I agree completely. And you know, one of the things that makes me think of is, did you see the list that Sayer G put out, like 200 reasons not to be vaccinated?
Oh, yeah, we've covered that. I mean, that's profound.
Oh, did you?
But
yeah.
that's questioning science. You can't do that.
No, you can't. You can't be a science denier.
What have you done? You've just published 200 peer-reviewed journal articles that say vaccines might harm you. You can't do that. Not the science we like.
No. You know, the problem is it's like a lot of the science that supposed, a lot of the supposed studies or the equivalent of saying that the moon's made of cheese. And so if the scientists believe that the moon's made of cheese, are you a cheese denier? If you say, no, you know what, the moon's not made of cheese. You know, hey, you're a denier, a cheese denier.
Cheese denier. I actually had some raw organic Amish garlic spicy cheese. We got some neat stuff down at Food and Thought. And to see Sayer G this weekend in Naples, Florida. I think you're going to go and interview Sayer eventually. I hope I can be around when you do that because he's a great guy. You're just going to love the energy that he brings out.
Yeah, you need to come down when we do the interview with Sayer for the Global Quest for the Cures. That'd be great. And you were mentioning that restaurant. It's like a totally organic restaurant, huh?
Yeah, I know. We were eating breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And I was like, dude, I could recruit, health, I don't know. What would we call them? Because obviously it's not terrorists, but, we're removing the fear. We're empowering. Health empowerists.
Freedom fighters.
Freedom fighters or health empowerists. Maybe that would be, because you got terrorists, you got empowerists. And we would get them, we'd draw them in, and we trick them with organic pancakes, the best I've ever had down there at Food and Thought. And thanks to Michael for inviting me. I definitely am going to go back down for some more of that.
Oh, that sounds good. That sounds real good, the organics. Is good as R. Thomas or not?
As far as the pancakes? I love R. Thomas. I don't know that I haven't ordered the pancakes. Did I order the pancakes? I never do. I tend to order a lot of other stuff. But
no, at R. Thomas, we got a couple of the helpings of the organic free-range chicken wings with hot sauce.
Oh my gosh, those were good. Yeah. Oh, Supernon just posted another meme up on the social networks related to what you just said, CMB, earlier. The hundreds of peer-reviewed studies showing vaccines cause injury and death are all wrong, ? Tell me more about how you hate denialists, right? who are the denialists, really? Hey, when we come back, I know we've got some kind of silly... Oh, you know what? Patrick Swayze's going to join us. Because the cops in New York City just don't know how to be nice. Patrick Swayze's going to help them to do so. How? Stick around, you'll find out. TMB will help us.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I've created a non-electric self-watering food production system that grows nutritious food with almost no effort and at very little cost. It's called the Food Rising Mini Farm Growbox. And the best part is, I show you how to make your own in do-it-yourself videos on the new website, foodrising.org. There, you'll also find freely downloadable 3D object files that you can use to print the key components of the system on your own 3D printer. It's all part of the open source revolution, where we freely share good ideas that empower people to be more self-reliant and practical in a world that's increasingly unpredictable. This Food Rising Grow system will produce food for you even if the power grid fails, because it has no pumps and no complex moving parts. Join the Food Rising revolution now at www.foodrising.org.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now.
Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products.
It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery.
Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at freesurvivalmatch.com. That's freesurvivalmatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit freesurvivalmatch.com today.
Scott Bell Show.
Well, if you're not yet sure how to heal the gut, we talk about the additives damaging your terrain. Read the book by TMB and RSB. It's called Unlock the Power to Heal. We'll give you a roadmap right out of that mess. Really simple as well. And I tell you, TMB, Jerry Doyle just loves it. Every time he has me on the show, he's just pumping that book out there. And I'm sure that sales reflect on Amazon from Jerry. So thanks to JD for helping us get the word out.
You know what? That's funny that you mentioned that. I was just looking. I have been so busy lately, I have not even looked at the book sales in the last 2 months. And, yeah, it looks like we got a big spike after you went on Jerry's show.
Nice.
Yeah, and yeah. I noticed that Jerry was one of the guys that wished you a happy birthday on Monday. That was fun. You got so many people that called in to wish you a happy birthday. That we had a good time as a family just sitting that night and listening to it. And everybody said, boy, you know, he deserves this for all the work that he's doing.
I was pretty much red as a tomato so I was listening to it. I did not expect that. I knew Don was plotting something, but he really, as I said, he outdid himself. And thank you, TMB, as well, for your lovely messages from your whole family as well. I appreciate you so much.
Yeah, no problem.
So, and I'm just glad that you don't have to go anywhere this weekend, do you?
No.
I don't either. It's a great time to relax and hopefully enjoy the family. And though, coming up, San Diego for you, you've got a big conference. Tell everybody about that might want to see you.
Yeah, I'm speaking at March 20th through the 22nd. I think I speak the 21st, the evening of the 21st, in San Diego at the Cure to Cancer Conference. I can't remember where it is, but it's you can find it online. I've got it on my website on cancertruth.net, a link to it. But I'm out there, and Jared's going to be out there taking chemo, probably another couple dozen researchers and doctors going to be speaking about natural ways to treat cancer. So it's going to be a really cool conference, and I'm also going to be out there filming several interviews for the Global Quest for the Cures. The camera crew is going out there with me, and I'm going to get a bunch of interviews that we're going to be using in October for the Global Quest. And by the way, my travels for the Global Quest are really booking up. It's amazing. But it looks like I'm going to have anywhere between 40 and 50 new interviews between now and October when we air it.
Holy tamale. That's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
By the way, I'm looking forward to seeing my friends out at the Anaheim Expo West. That's an industry event coming up the following weekend. And then London, UK Health Radio. Here I come to jolly old England, the 26th through the 28th, I believe, the Alliance for Natural Health UK and Europe, hosting a big event. Jonathan Wright, Dr. Wright, we've got to get him on. He's doing a day-long seminar for doctors, physicians, as well as we've got a health freedom event over that weekend. So we'll get you more details on that soon as well. Not going back to New York for a little while. Not sure about these cops over there. They're evidently being very violent with their own New Yorkers. And I was born in New York, even though I lost my accent a long time ago. And believe it or not, TMB, the NYPD has been forcing cops to watch an old Patrick Swayze movie to learn how to be nice.
Dirty Dancing?
Yeah, that, you know, my wife guessed Dirty Dancing, and then I thought... what was the other one that he was in? There's a few good. Oh, Ghost.
He was in Ghost. Yeah, he was also in the one with about the surfers. What was that one?
Point Break. Yeah, that was with Keanu Reeves, I think, as well.
Yeah.
He was the bad guy, Johnny something or other. I remember that. That was a good character. Mm-hmm. But no, none of those movies are teaching New York City police officers to be nice. Of all the movies that I would guess that Patrick Swayze was in, the one they chose is the least likely to teach a cop how to be nice, in my opinion, based on what I remember of this. Do you remember that movie Roadhouse?
Oh, yeah. That was great. There were so many fights.
Dude, it was, me, in my memory, it was the most violent, viscerally violent film. I mean, not science fiction violence, but I mean physically bar fight violence, breaking bone violence, ripping things apart violence, shooting people point blank range with shotguns violence. And I'm thinking...
Yeah.
The NYPD says, we need you to, we're making all of you watch this movie so you learn how to be nice. Is this kind of like a reversed effort? What is going on here?
Well, this was right after the New York Police Department ended up sending all of the alcoholics to bars to teach them how not to drink.
Super D, you got to help us out here. What about this movie could possibly be construed to teach the cops to be nice?
I don't know.
Well, because there's a line in the movie where Patrick Swayze says, be nice.
I don't believe you. Let me hear it.
All you have to do is follow three simple rules. One, never underestimate your opponent. Expect the unexpected. Two, take it outside. Never start anything inside the bar unless it's absolutely necessary. And three,
be nice.
Be nice.
Oh, okay, now it makes sense.
There you go.
Of course. Patrick Swayze comes back from the grave, says, be nice, NYPD. All good, all better.
Well, Robert, you know what? It's been a great show. I'm going to go out and get a petition to ban the hydrogen monoxide. So you have a great week, guys.
Right, don't dehydrate, TMB. Super D. Thank you all. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.